So, there's no sermon, per se, as such this morning. So you have a little talk from me, and we have it now, before you all fall asleep. So, last Sunday, what were we doing last Sunday? Anyone remember? That far back? Where were we last Sunday in terms of our Bible? Genesis, chapter 11. Okay. And in verses 10 to 32, right at the end, there were three themes. Do you remember what the three themes were that we found throughout Genesis 1 to 11? So I've given you the God who comes this week. I'll give you the Advent theme, but I'm testing you on this bit now. This is only a week old, not a year old. Okay, so I thought I had a stand-up fighting chance on this one. So there were three themes that we found in Genesis in those chapters. Can anyone remember what they were? Shall I give you the first one? Will that help you? Man's sin. Secondly, that's the third one. What's the second one before we get to God's grace? What's the second one? What happens because of our sin? There are consequences. Very good. There are consequences. So Jade wasn't even here and she's got it. Look at that. And then finally, God's grace and mercy. And we were reminded at the end of that chapter, chapter 11, as the people built the Tower of Babel, they tried to usurp God. They wanted to be like God. They put themselves on the throne. That is prioritizing themselves and their own renown, their own name. They prioritized what was important for them over and above worshiping God. And the consequences of that was that God came down and sent those languages upon them. More on that a little bit later. And into the context of that, God showed grace and mercy. And why particularly do we focus that on the end of chapter 11? What would I say right at the very end? Can you remember what comes next in chapter 12? Who comes next in chapter 12? There we go. Abram, who was the descendant, and then David, and then Jesus. That promise that comes in Genesis chapter 12. And this is what God said to Abram. The Lord says to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So in the context of this sin, the consequences, the mess of the world, the darkness of the world, there comes this promise at the start of chapter 12, that through Abraham, all peoples on earth will be blessed. And the direct descendant of Abraham was Jesus, who fulfilled this promise. Jesus says himself in John chapter 10 and verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And I could have put up lots of different verses there that remind us of why Jesus came. On this first Sunday of Advent, we remind ourselves that God comes. God has come. And he continues to come now by his Spirit. This morning, we're looking at our missionaries, so those in our church family who have gone from us, or we support in some way because of connections with us as a church. And we're going to focus on those four this morning, in different ways and different amounts of time with different ones. But we're going to focus on that. Those who are out in the world, in different parts of the world, declaring the gospel message that God has come. That God has come. The link between Genesis chapters 1 to 11, that context of darkness. And right at the start, those walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of darkness, a light has dawned. Jesus has come, and we're going to worship him this morning.